At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Everyone believes that this is a start, so it's an 11% cut in non-discretionary spending, and we're going to go from there. So we didn't get here all at once. We've gotten here 20 or 40 years, and we are going to bend the curve, bring the debt levels down. I'm a fiscal hawk. I've had a lot of very good meetings with that group, and I think we're all on the same page on how to grow the economy while controlling and bringing down expenses.
Secretary Bessent talking about what this big, beautiful bill is going to do. Of course, he wants to see the job get done. And I think it's important to highlight what he says there. It's taken us decades to get into the deep, deep hole we're in. It's going to take a little time to get out of it. Let's ask an expert how she feels about that. Of course, our friend Taylor Riggs back with us, co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business and on X at Riggs Report. Taylor, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So exciting news, or at least if you watch these things in Congress, watching the Senate navigate, getting their version of the big, beautiful bill done. I'm curious of your thoughts on what could be upon the American people economically should what we expect the Senate to pass actually get passed.
Yeah. So, you know, Trump is out over the weekend saying that if this bill does not get passed by the end of the year when this expires, you're looking at a 68% increase in taxes. Nobody wants that. And so I'm trying to go into this thinking, don't let perfect get in the way of good. There are certainly a lot of things about this that I don't love, but is it good enough? Yeah. I mean, do we have to get the bill passed? Yes. I think the last time we spoke, I had some concerns about this feels like a once in a lifetime opportunity to actually cut spending, to get real, real spending cuts, to go back to pre-COVID spending cut levels. And I was really hopeful that we could do that. That's been a little bit of a disappointment where we're slowing the growth of Medicaid, but we're not cutting it. And then I had to realize, well, that's politics. People have to get reelected. And so I don't want that to get in the way of what otherwise is a good bill. Mm. And so it is difficult. I think there are some messaging problems from the Republicans. I think, you know, everyone I hear from on the left says, you're cutting Medicaid, people are dying, millions of people are going to lose coverage. All they are asking is to do 20 hours a week, prove that you're working 20 hours a week if you are a able-bodied person. I want to remind people back in 1996, and the Wall Street Journal had a great report out about this earlier, a Republican Congress signed by President Bill Clinton signed off on 30-hour-a-week work requirements for Medicaid. So they are doing less than even what Bill Clinton wanted in 1996. They just need to say that and stop the fear mongering on the left of you're losing Medicaid coverage and you're going to die, because that's all I'm hearing from the left.
Yeah, it's kind of a scary message that if people don't want to dig into it, as you obviously have done, which is why we're grateful to have you on the show with us. You've got the evidence to back up the opinions that there is an effort being taken by this measure that gets us definitely pointed in the direction where we need to go. You watch the economy and you're focused on business, of course, as a co-host at Fox Business. So I love that you have a focus that's kind of outside of the political realm. But would you say that America has valued, you know, government for the purpose of handouts more than government for the purpose of opportunity for, you know, individual success in this country, which requires people to put their skin in the game and work a little bit to seize as much of that opportunity they can have?
You know, it does. And let me, I mean, I'm stealing this line from Larry Kudlow, who anchors our 4 p.m. show. He worked in the Trump 1.0 office, and I love him. And frankly, work is good for families.
Yes.
It's good for marriages. It's good for self-esteem. It's good for me waking up in the morning and having purpose. It's good for my country. Work is good. It gives me dignity. The Wall Street Journal a couple years ago even had a great story about there's a poor kid growing up in a neighborhood, and most people in that neighborhood are working. He is more likely to climb up the socioeconomic ladder than if he is in a neighborhood where no one is working. So work is good, especially if you're an able-bodied man. I don't want to pay you to stay home and play video games in your mom's basement. Let's work. There is dignity and good self-respect in work. Another thing I'll also say about this bill is growth. Now, I talked to you earlier. Would I have loved to see more spending cuts? Absolutely. But I do have confidence that growth solves a lot of problems. The biggest driver to climbing up the economic ladder is growth, is living in a country where we are growing at 3% GDP, where there's good paying jobs, which, by the way, blue collar jobs are pay increases are here. Real wages are up on for lowest income Americans. So I'm confident that if you have a pro growth solution, that solves a lot of our problems. We can grow our way out of debt and deficit. Not as much as I would like, but whatever. I'm not in Congress and I'm not running for re-election, and I'm trying to understand how the ins and outs of politics works, even though I don't always love the economics of it. But growth can solve a lot of our problems. So I'm confident that, again, if this is a pro-growth agenda, people are working, companies are hiring, they're giving raises, they're investing. One of the best parts about this bill is 100% expensing of factory floors. So if you want to come here and build a factory, you get to write that off immediately in year one. So that those are good solutions. My dad's a small business owner, and he's sort of is like me. Would I love to see more spending cuts? Yes, but I need the bill to pass more than I want the spending cuts, because I'm a small business owner, and if tax rates go up, I'm dead. Yeah. So that is sort of, I think, the bottom line for a lot of people.
Yeah,
Taylor, this is Ryan. I really like that you're highlighting some of the optimistic sides, you know, the good things about this bill, because I'm the same way. I'm just like, this is still not cutting enough spending, and I'm yelling it over and over. But there are a lot of great things in this bill. I guess my question for you is, when you look ahead to growth, and you know, Rand Paul will say this, we can't always be just projecting growth to assume that we'll ever balance the budget. But what is that what it is for you, that you think that we actually will grow our way into a position of reducing the national debt at some point?
I'm sort of, I guess, more similar to you. I'd like to see a little bit more of a combination. My worry is at $37 trillion in debt, we can't grow our way out of this problem. We do need to see some measures of austerity. My worry, though, is that in 2008, we were very critical of Obama because he was so austere. And I'm looking at the European Union. Remember Greece, when the EU instilled all those austerity measures after the Greek debt crisis? You're not able to grow when you have austerity. So there is that, where too much austerity would slow growth. So there is a point for me where I actually do want to see growth start to take on debt and deficits. And Larry Kudlow's pointed this out. If I'm tracking debt to GDP, deficit as a percent of GDP. That's a ratio. Ratios go down when the denominator grows. If GDP is in the denominator, and that goes from 2 to 3 to 3.5%, my ratio, my debt as a percent of GDP, automatically goes down. Now, do I think that we can grow our way out of a $37 trillion problem? I don't think so, but I think this is a good starting point to making sure that we do get good growth to start tackling the problem.
We're speaking with Taylor Riggs here on the Annie Fry Show. She is the co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business. The last question I want to kind of give you an open-ended question about is just the current state of the economy right now, five, six months into President Trump's second term. A lot of things have happened, like conflict in the Middle East, like all of these crazy things are taking place. And we keep saying, if this happens, the economy is going to crash. How do you feel about the health of the economy right now?
So 2 points. One, the president just announced that we just pulled in $100 billion in tariff revenue so far this year. So yes, but going back to the supply side and the growth story, we can grow our way out of debt, but we can also, that's at least a full month's payment of interest on our debt, $100 billion. It's not a lot, but hey, we're getting there, right? So I like that tariff revenue is pulling in $100 billion this year. That's a great starting point. About the economy. So I know the stock market is not the economy, but we are at record highs. You are up 28% from the lows after Liberation Day, the low that we hit on April 7th. You are 10% higher than where we were exactly on Liberation Day. So had you believed all of the fear mongers, and I had a lot of people on the left text me and say, on Liberation Day, I can't believe you blew up the economy because you wanted to build a couple air conditioners and microwaves in your country. Well, I'm up 28% in my portfolio.
I love your text messages, Taylor. That's funny. Everybody has their own, but those are great text messages.
Yeah, I have some. I'm in New York City, so I have a lot of friends on the left and a lot of friends on the right.
Yeah.
So my thesis has always been stay the course. You know, I'm confident that this is an administration that does not want to crash the economy. So the stock market is on a tear. That is great news because if you're a teacher, if you're a firefighter, your pension is in the stock market. You are up. And you are winning as long as you didn't listen to the doomsdayers and sell. You never want to sell in times of panic. Now, the economy actually, frankly, is doing pretty well. We're going to get our jobs reports numbers on Thursday. Over 100,000 jobs is trend. So if we get over 100,000, that's good. But the economy is slowing, which is not unusual this late in a business cycle. We haven't had a recession in a couple of years, so you would expect to have one. That being said, second quarter GDP growth looks like it's coming in really strong, 2 to 3%. And inflation is a lot lower this year than it was last year. So I think people are optimistic as well. The Federal Reserve can cut rates, help bring down affordability for people. Everything I hear is that second half of the year looks to be stronger from a market perspective, at least in the first half.
So I said that was my last question, but this is last question part B. You mentioned the Fed chair and rates. Trump has very clear opinions on the Fed chair. Is that politics going back between the two of them, or does the president have a little bit of a leg to stand on when it comes to the history of this Fed chair cutting rates and not cutting them right now? Is there a political motivation?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Choice C, all of the above.
Okay.
People are rightfully upset that Jay Powell did a jumbo 50 basis point rate cut 2 weeks before the election to help the incumbent. That felt very political to a lot of people, and I don't blame them. So the fact that they are not cutting now because they think that they're going to get maybe some tariff inflation that they admit hasn't really shown up yet feels political to a lot of people. Now, do I agree with the president that he puts out on True Social today, interest rates should be 1%? No, the economy is too strong for 1%. But the market is telling me that they want about 3.25, not 4.25. So it could be about 1% lower. So, look, I think the good news is markets want stability. The president has said that they're going to keep Jay Powell in place, likely through his term in May. But they're looking at some options, which would be good, so that we know in May who the replacement will be. And markets just want that clarity. And the markets really do not want fighting between the Fed chair and the president because they don't want this to get political.
Perfect. Well, Taylor, you're a treasure here for us. Thank you for being with us and giving us your thoughts. We appreciate you very much.
Of course.
Take care. Bye-bye. Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business, at Riggs Report on X. A great follow there. And make sure you catch her on the sister station of Fox News, Fox Business. I like watching Fox Business. I like watching CNBC. They cover the news, but it's really more of an economic angle, even if it's not just all like economy, economy, economy. There seems to be a little bit of a different, calmer tone most of the time.
I completely agree. And I'm surprised that you brought up CNBC because they're not right leaning.
I feel like Fox Business to Fox News is equal to CNBC to MSNBC.
Like toward the middle.
Yeah, just a little less of that, whatever
it's
that is.
It's a little
is.
Less sensational.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
I do too.
Quick break. When we come back, let's ask Ryan what he thinks about the YouTube live chat poll. Will you be happy to see the big, beautiful bill signed? Yes. Or no, Ryan will give us his answer when we come back, and we'll read some of your thoughts as well. Go vote, youtube.com/@AnnieFry, and leave a comment if you so choose. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.